Good morning. We've got racing today at Canterbury. And let's find out what the situation is like there today. The man who knows all about it is Greg Carmody. Morning, Greg. How are you going?
Yeah, well, thanks, Sean.
That's good. What sort of a day have you got?
We had some rain earlier this morning, but it's cleared up. There's a bit of cloud cover around, but I think we're in for pretty much a fine day.
Right. How have you officially rated the track?
Okay. We had 7 mil arrive at about 4:30 this morning. And it tipped us into the soft six range with a penetrometer of 5.16.
All right. Now, the rail today, Greg, where will that be?
Rail pops out another 2 metres, so we're in the 8-metre position from our last meeting 2 weeks ago.
All right. How wide for that for people having a bet today? What's the track like out there where they are?
Yeah, no, it's fine, Sean. It's, usually 3-metre moves are better, but we've got a we can only really go out to 8 metres. So, the wear's fine, and it's sort of hidden under the rail, so... Yeah, no, it's great grass cover.
Do you get, is an even sort of wear out there, the track even out that wide?
Yes, it is, Sean. It is. I mean, once they all straighten up, even when the rail's in true, they all fan across the track. So the wear in the straight's probably right across and not, condensed as it is around the turns.
Beautiful. So for people having a bet today, it doesn't be when they straighten, doesn't matter. Don't worry. There's no lanes or whatever or bias.
No.
Beautiful.
No.
Fantastic. So today we've got a soft six. You had about 7 mil of rain. That would have been just nuisance value really this morning, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was, Sean. We were really heading in the right direction. We got 9 mil last Friday night, which set us up beautiful for today, but we just didn't want that last early this morning.
And that with a few heavy dews and things, it just keeps that dampness there.
That's it.
Yep, all righty. Good on you, Craig. Greg, there's that many of you blokes around. It's like the Waltons. Night, Greg boy, night. All right, good on you, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Carmody there at Canterbury today. Ray Thomas joins us now. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. And an interesting meeting, isn't it, Sean, here at Canterbury? That rail out 8 metres necessitated smallish field sizes all day, but there's some promising horses this afternoon running here, Sean, and I think this will be a meeting where we can rely on the form going forward into the winter months.
It's interesting as we go to Paul Joyce as well. Last week we had those couple of 2-year-old maidens, and they were pretty strong, weren't they, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Yes, they were, Sean. Again today, plenty of depth in these 2-year-old races, despite small fields, but that's the time of year it is. And there may be plenty of track managers, Sean, but there's only one Sean Cosgrove.
Good on you, Paul. Now, race one there. We've got Glenn Munsey joining us. Morning, Munt. How are you, mate?
Morning, Johnny boy, Ray and Pa. No one ever confuses Greg with Gavin Carmody, do they? They always, stoop back to Craig. So, because he's a massive worry. The other Carmody that no one talks about a great deal.
We do.
Yeah, g'day, Gav. How are you? No, we like to have a little dig at each other every now and then, but it's all in great fun. And my fellow member of the Weekend with Bernie cast there, Gavin Carmody, with Bernadette Cooper, you'll see every Friday night on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
But, and Gary Harley Schaefer too. That's probably the highlight of his CV.
Yes, and also Armguard at McDonald's. let's have a look at this program, boys. I can tell you at 8 minutes past four, I thought the world was ending this morning when that storm arrived. I know that. Cut the power here. We've got the first, the Casino Prince at Vinery, which is a 2-year-old Colts and Geldings maiden over 1,100 metres. We start with Curdled as a $9.50 chance. Poetic Charmer, $2.70 and favourite. Winds of Change at $4. Beau Jest is a $4.80 chance. Last Starfighter at $9. Swaffham Bulbeck is a $6.50 chance. And Totten, with a lugging bit on, is a $16 chance. Not huge interest here, I suppose, with a couple of first starters and a rain-affected track, but the best supported runner and the majority, I should say half the money for it has come this morning in Poetic Charmer, has been $3.30 into $2.70 today. Second pick is Swaffham Bulbeck, who's been 6 out to $6.50 today. And third pick, only because it's $8 in front of the other runner, is Curdled in front of Last Starfighter.
Yeah, speed-wise here, I think the Gay Wadhouse Adrian Bott pair will take it up. Winds of Change and Last Starfighter, who showed plenty of pace at his last trial win. Toten has shown a bit of speed as well. The horse they back man's Poetic Charmer maps perfectly here, probably to sit fourth one off the fence, right?
Yeah, I like Winds of Change here, Paul. You're right, I can see him sort of settling outside of Last Starfighter, and Look, I don't think he needs to improve much on his debut effort at Gosford to go very close here. He was beaten by a smart Godolphin youngster in Revenue that day, and there's only a short neck in it. Winds of Change fought back really well after leading for most of the race. Revenue was on his outside edge pass on the turn. They put a big margin with 5 lengths on their rival, so they were very impressive, I think, that form out of that race. And as I said, Winds of Change will be in front of Poetic Charmer in the run, and I think he'll be hard to catch around Canterbury. I've got him on top. I think Curdled is over the odds here, Paul. His first up run at Newcastle was a lot better than it looked. He didn't have much luck getting into the clear in the race won by Ellie's Encore. The form out of that race has held up. He's 3 starts, 3 minor placings, and there's a young horse on the way up, Curdled. You're right, Paul. Last Starfighters trial at Kembla, he showed a lot of speed. He won it by 3. There was 5 lengths to the third horse. He might be a speed machine around Canterbury. He could be hard to catch. And the favourite, number 2, Poetic Charmer, you have to include in your top 4. He's getting short enough now at the 270, but he comes out of a strong 2-year-old race, won by Berrydere with Enviable running second. That's a pretty good form line for this. But in the first, I've got 3 Winds of Change on top, 3, 1, 5, and 2.
Yeah, same numbers, Ray, different order, 2, 3, 5, 1. I'm with Poetic Charmer, the horse that's been heavily backed. Look, he should have finished a lot closer to them on debut at Rose Hill behind Berrydere, who's since come out and won again. Obviously, Envy of All goes around in the next race today. So the form line already looks good. He was just held up behind them after getting the run of the race there for Mitch Bell, and he couldn't go inside, outside. He just had to hold him together until the race was all over and he was beaten 2 lengths. He'll need a bit of luck again today. He's going to map to almost settle in the exact same spot. But around Canterbury, the tight turn, they're usually a split opens up. And I think Blake Shin will have the horse underneath him to pounce through it. So number 2, a Poetic Charmer for me. Beat the 3 Winds of Change. Ray's point very valid there. He was tough on pace at Gosford. He's got that race experience. That's a big plus for him. Number 5, Last Starfighter. Impressed with that last trial at Kembla. Probably not much behind him, but he made a mess of them there. He'll give a great sight here off the good draw. And number 1, Curdled. Ray and I have both found this as the roughie in the field. I wouldn't mind him ridden quietly, Ray, and saved up for the last crack at them. I think he's got a good turn of foot, this horse. And I think if he works too hard early, he just loses it. So keen to see Curdled, especially with Huey Bowman aboard. He could be the knockout. I'll go 2, 3, 5, 1.
2, 3, 5, 1 from Paul. Now we look at race 2, the tab.com.au handicap. Put out 5 Dan's on and 10 got to go.
Yeah, this is a maiden for the fillies. We had the Colts and Geldings in the first. This is a maiden for the fillies here over at the 1,100. And Lipizzan is a $6 chance. Envy of All, $2 and favourite. We've got Chain of Fools with blinkers on today at $14. Danubian is a $7.50 chance. Dan's on came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing to place. Dixie at 26. Morzuna is a $14 chance. Now, I'm going to go with this one as Taikook Akkod. Hopefully I'm as close as what I possibly can be there, but it's a $13 chance. Tiki Bars at 5. Got to Go is out, no deduction. Indie Showgirl with the blinkers off at $51. Easily the best supported runner here, the first starter for the Godolphin Yard in Tiki Bar. Went up 7 last night. It was into 5. Reopened 5 this morning. Stays at that price there, but only... very little separates it and Envy of All, who actually went up 2.30, went back up 2.15 this morning, so it's 2.15 into $2 today, and you can't spot the others with a telescope.
Yeah, well, look, Huey Bowman on Envy of All has the options here on my map. She's got the beautiful draw with Envy of All. He can either let these speed horses get across him, which would be Lipizzan and Chain of Fools, or he could kick through and make them do a bit of work. But either way, I think Envy of All either basically settles on pace on the fence or box seat. So the map does point towards the favourite here, Ray.
Yeah, run of the race stuff all in her favour, as Paul suggested, the 2 Envy of All. I can't tip against her, though. I am wary of the 1 that Lip is in. But look, Envy of All's 2 runs have been excellent. She's been narrowly beaten in both. Second on debut behind Regent here at Canterbury. And then last start, made Berrydere work right to the line to win at Rose Hill. And as we mentioned earlier, Berrydere has won since, just to frank that form. And just run of the race stuff. She ticks all the boxes here, Envy of All, and Hugh Bowman to ride. She's the one to beat. Number 1, Lipizzan, is going to have to work from that outside gate, but she did that at Scone, came from 12-12, ran a terrific race at stakes level to run second first half behind Devin Early. you would expect she'd take natural improvement out of that run. So she'll be fitter again, and she'll certainly give a sight if she can reproduce that excellent scone run. But as I mentioned earlier, I just think Envy Wall gets all the favours here. Of the rest, I thought number six, Dixie. She's the half to Rebel Day now. She's coming off one trial here at Canberra, which was only a so-so trial, but earlier in this season, she had two trials, didn't go to the races, but her second trial was a significant improvement on her first trial. She won at Warwick Farm in February, and her sprint down the outside that day was something extra. She could be a pretty smart filly. She's a grey. She'll stand out in the run. Watch for her late Dixie. The four Danubian, I like its most recent trial at Newcastle. Hasn't raced since being unplaced at the Beaumont track back in January, but that Newcastle trial looked like she's really come on since then. But can't go past the two Enviable here, one of the better bets of the day, I feel, in race two. Two on top from 1, 6, and 4.
Yeah, I've gone 4, 2, 1, and 3. I'm going to have something on Danubian to cause the upset at the $7.50. Love the form around her. Her only start was on the Beaumont track. She ran fourth there, beaten half a length. Frolic ran second in the race. And obviously Chain of Fools, who's in this race today, ran third. But Danubian was strong through the line there. And as Ray said, her trial at Newcastle leading into this, the official margin in the form says 2.2 lengths. But she had about 6 lengths on them with 50 to go. And she was pulled up right on the line. So she trialled super. I think she's good value, number four, Danubian. The two Enviable, obviously she gets the run of the race. She's got all the form around her. Easy go, easy win. It ran third to her on debut. Another really promising youngster. So all the form around Enviable looks good, and she maps perfectly. The one Lipizzan, can't fault her form either. Three places from three starts. She's got the pace to cross and give a good sight. And the three Chain of Fools, well, blinkers go back on today. She hasn't obviously won it yet from three starts, but her form's quite consistent as well, especially coming through that Beaumont race at her only run last prep. I'll go 4, 2, 1, and 3, banking on the upset with four Danubian, but concede Enviable will be extremely hard to beat.
The third, we put out number seven, Zonk.
Yes, and it was a late scratching this morning, so this market actually went up, and it's been adjusted with Zonk coming out. I can see the deductions there, 24 cents a win and 24 cents a place. So the market now has Uptown Ladders a $6 chance. Ghostly at $6, Palladian at $5.50, Forever Dream, odds on now at $1.95. Kato with the earmuffs on in the pre-parade only, and the blinkers taken off at $10. Aquatic is $12. As I said, Zonk is a scratching. Well, this went back up $2.70 Forever Dream when Zonk came out this morning. Originally at $5, into $3.50 last night, then $2.70 this morning. Evidently, a person that doesn't listen to the program, you'd think people employed by Sky would know we're on. But it's $2.70 into $1.95, and the only one back to you, Forever Dream.
Yeah, well, look, it's an interesting one to map, isn't it, guys? Because Forever Dream sat last in the field of four on debut and rounded them up easily. But today there's no pace, no leaders, a small field and a wide gate. So don't be surprised if Blake Shin, who we know is one jockey that will show some initiative, if he ends up forward leading outside the lead, it wouldn't shock. It's impossible to map these accurately. Ghostly, probably the only horse I would say generally gets back and runs on. I'd be surprised if they rode him upside down. But otherwise, anything could happen, boys.
Yeah, it's interesting, Paul. I'm going with the favourite here. I just thought, particularly now that Zonk is out of the race, he was just so impressive on debut. He was a big street corner tip that day, and there was only three rivals to pass, but he did it with a minute. He didn't raise a sweat in doing so and cruised home to win. He just looks a really promising horse on the way up for Richard Freeman. And look, I can't tip against him. I take Paul's point. There's no speed, and what the tactics they use on Forever Dream will be interesting, but he rounded them up so quickly at Canterbury off a slow speed that day as well. He's just got a really good turn of foot, this horse, and he's going places. Four Forever Dream on top. Three Palladium. He's been consistent. His last two have been solid efforts, and he was good at Scone in the Siskin race. Siskin's been flying of late, and that came off a very close second in the midweeks behind Good Time Charlie. That's excellent form for this race for Palladium. Number one, Uptown Lad. Kim Waugh's got this horse in top form this prep. He was a narrow but tough winner at Gosford first up, and then was just edged out by a handy horse in Way Anchor at Canterbury last start. He might be a horse that settles up on speed here and be hard to beat. And number two, Ghostly, comes off an excellent run at Scone when resuming, but as Paul suggested, he'll probably be the one horse who does definitely get back. So if there is no speed, he may need a bit of luck, but he'll certainly improve off that Scone run. Four Forever Dream on top from 3, 1, and 2.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the favourite two, 4, 1, 3, and 5. I think Ray hit the nail on the head when he said turn of foot. We saw it at the trials, we saw it on debut, and with a turn of foot that this horse possesses, they end up with great winning strike rates, especially early in their careers. They seem to rip through the grades faster than most, and I expect Forever Dream to win again today. Wherever they decide to settle him, probably the query is now the price, $1.95, is it getting too short? But either way, Ray and I have got him clearly on top. One Uptown Lad, agree with Ray, think he's the horse that will likely kick forward off that soft draw with the 3 kilo claim for Nick Haywood. He's racing well and he's tough, so he's my Quinella horse. The 3 Palladium, just starting to worry me a bit, Ray, that he's had 5 seconds and 1 win. He may just lack that killer instinct that's required to get through the grades. And the 5 Kitto, he was disappointing last start behind New Universe, but before that, consistent. And Joe Pride's taking the blinkers off today. He's another one that probably goes forward. I'll go 4, 1, 3, and 5.
All right, the 4th is the Tab Handicap, and 1 Mortar Platoon comes out.
Yeah, let's get back to Tours here. In this 4th race, Mortar Platoon, I'll give you the deduction in a moment because we'll start with the rest of the runners here. That phone call's really throwing me off here, boys. I can tell you that now. We've got Doubtstone Charlie's a $14 chance. Via Napoli at $5. Beijing Board at $16. Fashion Snips at $9. The Gavel, also an odds-on chance now at $1.85. Lead Choreographer with the blinkers on at $6.50. And San Pablo with the blinkers on is a $6.50 chance as well. The deduction taken for Mortar Platoon scratch this morning is 13 cents a win and nothing the place. And another massive firm up this morning here, the Gavel. This went back up $2.70. In the first 90 seconds, there was a bet of $1,250 and a bet of $1,200 at the $2.70. It was into $2.40. Well, since that point has been $2.40 into $1.85. The only horse there's any money for, and there's actually more money in total for San Pablo than there is for the Gavel, and it's $5 out to $6.50 today.
Yeah, well, again, an interesting one to map. San Pablo likely to go forward and lead with the blinkers back on. Fashion Snips also handy. A Lead Choreographer led last start, but I won't be surprised. I sat outside the lead last start, but I won't be surprised if they try and take a sit on him. He did overdo it the other day. And number 6, the Gavel, well, he'll probably get a nice run just in behind them, Ray. Tricky one to map. It almost looks too obvious, so it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds around 1900.
Yeah, I think they might try and lead on San Pablo if they can, Paul. He won his 2 previous starts prior to that Scone Valley when he couldn't get across from the wide barrier, and he was a beaten horse a long way out. I think he'll lead here, but I agree the Gavel should get a lovely run. He's obviously very, very short now at $1.85, that Glenn mentioned earlier, but I know he's jumping from 1,400 metres last week straight up to the 1,900 today, but he did have a 1,600 metre run second up. He goes into this race fourth up, so he's had the grounding. I don't mind the fact on the quick back up from that 1,400 metre run last week when he was an eye-catching effort. He was in an awkward position coming into the straight in a big field there at Warwick Farm, and he was a horse flashing through the centre to run 6, beaten a length from the quarter. It was a terrific run, showed he's got his hoof right on the till here, and his career wins have been once he gets out to 2,000 metres, so he'll appreciate getting up to the 1,900 here, the Gavel. He's the horse to beat. The 3, Via Napoli, look, she's been a little disappointing in her 3 runs back this prep, but she's the type of mare who, the deeper she goes into her preparations, the better she gets. She did win 5th up last time in over the summer and put 2 successive wins together. She's 4th up today. I think she'll be ready to show something here, Via Napoli. The 8, San Pablo, he finds lead and controls tempo. He might take some running down. His previous win here at Canterbury 2 starts back was a really tough effort. And number 7, Lead Choreographer, I thought he's shown enough in his 2 runs his prep, particularly that last start effort behind Nothing Box, to suggest he'll run well here. But run of the race stuff, again, I'll use that expression, does suit the 6 and the favourite, the Gavel. He's the horse to beat in the 4th. 6, 3, 8 and 7.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 5, 3 and 7 here. I'm with the Gavel as well, Ray. Obviously, again, the decision has to be made. Is he too short if you've missed the better odds earlier? But he does look the obvious winner. He, as Ray said, his best form is over this distance. His last start over 1,400 was great when he attacked the line hard, and he's 4th up into this on the quick backup. So it maps well. It almost looks too obvious. I think if you're on the good odds, you're looking sweet. If you're now looking at taking the $1.85, that's the decision you have to make. The 5 Fashion Snips, maybe put her in if you're looking for a softer play for a value Quinella. I think she's a definite over the odds at $9. Coming through a Kempsey win last start, which is probably why we're getting the price, but she's a city-class mare. She's had 4 career wins, and she handles all going. The 3V and Napoli blinkers go on first time up for this trip as well. So a couple of new gear changes, distance changes for her. We know she's got the ability when she puts it all together. So Via Napoli's a must for your multis. And the 7 lead choreographer, I did back him last start. He was disappointing, but his run Kembla prior to that was really strong on a soft track. So maybe getting back with the sting out of the track today can help him. 6, 5, 3 and 7.
All right, now the fifth event, and we take our 10, so it is 11 Mujai and number 12 Thai Boxing.
Yeah, this is the Sweps here, 1580 with that rail out it is. They run their distance of 1580 now with this rail in the 8-metre position. Pound Sterling, a $5 chance. Thard at $4 in favourite. The Getaway at 23. The Reverend Demon with the blinkers on at $19. Nacho Libre is a $4.60 chance. Forever New York at 16. Power Law at 7. Vega, Rod Gallegos' tip from the Big Sports Breakfast at $15. Shield Wall at $4.80. Scratch the bottom three, no deduction for taken for any of those runners. Easily the best supported runner overall here is Nacho Libre. Did go up $4. It's now $4.60 and opened $4.40 this morning. It's got three times the amount of money on it that its nearest rival, which is Thard. It went up as much as $8, was into $5 last night, opened $3.80 this morning after scratchings, and has gone to $4. No interest in another runner.
Yeah, tricky gate for Nacho Libre, Martin. They're drawn the outside here with a bit of speed underneath him. The two horses that he'll have to work across, the Reverend Demon with the blinkers going on first time. I've got him going forward. And obviously Pound Sterling, who does like to race on pace, drawn just inside Nacho Libre. So they're the three on-pace runners. I think the horse that gets the run of the race on my map would be number 9, Shield Wall, right?
Yeah, that's my little concern too about Nacho Libre, Paul. But I'm going to stick with him. He did me a favour at Hawkesbury last start, and that came off a terrific win at Goulburn first up. Paul Cave's got a nice horse here in the making in Nacho Libre. He will need luck from that awkward gate, but if he can get across and probably set a one off the fence just in behind the leaders, that this horse has got a really good turn of foot. Just looks a progressive type, and I think he's up to this grade, provided he gets a bit of luck early from that awkward gate. I'm going to stick with him, the 5, Nacho Libre, from the 2, Thard, who to me gives the impression he's a big track horse, and he showed last start in the Scone Guineas. It was a much improved effort to run 5th behind France. He was powering home late from back in the field. However, he has won at Canterbury when he stormed home late just before Christmas to win his 2nd start. Much improved effort at Scone. He's on the way back, but he'll be hard to beat here. The horse that Paul mentioned will get the run of the race, the 9, Shield Wall. She looked home last start at Canterbury when she cruised to the front halfway down the straight. It took a really promising horse in Cordero to unleash that brilliant burst to sweep past her, but that's a good form reference for this race, and with run of the race stuff, Shield Wall will be right in the mix. And the 1 pound Sterling, probably the best of the rest. He's always thereabouts, but I'm banking on Christian Reith getting a bit of luck early on the favourite, number 5, Nacho Libre. I've got him on top, 5, 2, 9 and 1. Competitive little race, Paul.
Yeah, it is, Ray. I'm 9, 5, 4 and 2. I'm a big fan of Shield Wall here. We've found a little bit of a nugget of a form race there through Cordero a couple of starts ago, and just about every horse that's come through that race has been winning. And as Ray touched on, a good form reference, Cordero getting past Shield Wall last start. I think we'll get to see some form come out of that race now, starting with this horse today. Give it a gun run for Huey Bowman, Chris Waller trained, and we're getting $4.80. She's actually my best bet of the day. The 5, Nacho Libre, just that little query with the draw, and obviously first time on a soft track, coming through provincial form lines, whereas Shield Wall's got the city form. So I'm convinced I'm going the right way, Shield Wall over Nacho Libre, but I've got to respect him in winning form. Before the Reverend Demon, blinkers first time, how much difference will that make to him? If it finds him an extra 2 lengths, he'll be right in this. And number 2, Thard, I'm a bit with you, Ray. I prefer him on a big track, but you'd have to say Scone Guineas form shouldn't be too strong for a benchmark 66 on a Wednesday. So it wouldn't surprise me if he gets over the top of them late, but I just don't think Canterbury's probably his track. I'll go 9 on top clearly from 5, 4 and 2.
All right, race 6, the TAB Rewards Handicap. We scratch 7, Life of Brian, number 8, Fantasize, 13, Collateral and 14, Aloera.
Rightio, and I might give you race 7 as well, Sean, because I've got to get out the door. We've got okay. Speed Hero here at 5, Surf and Safari at 9, Our Beatnik at 5, Esther Garage is a $3.20 favourite, Fleetior at 6, I'm Bulletproof 17. Life of Brian came out yesterday, 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Fantasize out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Montagnac at $9.50, Seeking Asylum at 19. Another Snappy with a cross nose band on and earmuffs on at $51. And Courtly is a $23 chance. Scratch the bottom two there and no deduction for either one of those. Best supported runner here is Esther Craj. Not massive, though. 330 to 320 this morning. That's only a rejig. It's got double the investment on the second pick, which is actually our Beatnik. And the last, which is the Benchmark 72 here, the Bowman's Office Furniture. Morning to Brian. We've got Metallic Crown at $11, Bratislava at $3.40, Magic of Dreams out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Satirical Magic for Davy Mills at $5.50. Skillful with the blinkers on at 13, Radical Impact with the blinkers off at 14. Helensburgh Ham came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Leamy Astray at 5. Next Level is a $26 chance and Best Guess the $3 favourite. Well, amazingly, this went up $4.40 this morning, Best Guess. There's not a massive amount on it. All the money was on it coming into today. Went up $8, was into $5.50 last night, opened $4.40. It's now a $3 chance. And it's got five times the amount of money on it, the next pick, which is Metallic Crown, after all the scratchings. 10 out to 11. Thank you, boys. I'll see you at 11 o'clock on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good on you, Glenn. Munns. Now, Ray, away you go.
Paul, sorry.
Oh, race six speed map. Righto, guys. We've got Serpent Safari going forward with the Fleety Ore. I'm Bulletproof, looks to get a good run. The two emergencies add a bit of pepper up front here. Another Snappy and Courtly both like to go forward, Ray. So that's injected a bit of pace into the six.
Yeah, which is what I was hoping for, Paul. I'm going to stick with him. Number three, Our Beatnik. I think almost own this horse. I'll back him every time he goes around. I don't want him to go around on the day he wins. And I think he gets run of the race stuff today. I know the inside gate looks a little bit awkward for a horse. He does tend to get back a little bit in the field, but I've got a theory, Paul. He might be best when not exposed too early. Tommy Berry gave him a perfect ride at Warwick Farm last start, and he hit the line well to run third last week behind Aaron Cini. On the quick back up here, he'll be smothered up on the fence. Tom will have to look for a run from the turn, but if he gets exposed too early, sometimes that can take his edge off his finishing sprint. It won't happen today. And I just think with that solid tempo up front, it gives the three-hour Beatnik the chance to hit the line hard. I've got him on top again from the one speed hero who's racing in terrific heart. Comes off a tremendous run in the Saturday class at Rose Hill last start behind Roguish. He'll get back, but he'll be charging home at speed hero. The six iron Bulletproof, I think he's worth adding to your multiples here. This horse is second up, drawn nicely in gate four. Last preparation, he's thrown together a very consistent preparation. He's a progressive type on Bulletproof, and he'll run you a race here at odds. The five at Fleety Ore also gets in well with the claim. Her form's been pretty sound of late this mare. And look, I've left out the favourite Esther Craj, but I concede he's a terrific chance on a very easy scone win second up. 3 hour Beatnik on top from 1, 6, and 5. Paul, I found this one a harder race, Paul.
Yeah, I've gone 5, 6, 2, and 1. I'm keen on Fleety Ore at the $6. I think that's good value for her. She won two in a row before going to Warwick Farm last start, where she was favourite. She knew it a tough run. She was three wide facing the breeze, doing all the work in the run, and then she got sort of shoved five wide on the turn. You would have thought she'd drop out, but she didn't. She stuck to her task, and right on the line, she was coming again to be beaten a length and a quarter behind Vayner Lane. I think with a bit of a softer run up near the speed today, if those emergencies don't put too much pressure on, I think Fleety Ore for Rachel King will give you a great sight at that $6 quote. The six iron Bulletproof, same roughy as Ray, just over the odds at $17. Very consistent last prep, races well here at Canterbury, handles all sorts of tracks, the soft won't be a concern, and he maps beautifully to camp in just behind the speed. So if you're an odd Bulletproof fan, make sure you throw him into your quaddies and your multis. Two Serpent Safari, he's a horse who's found a bit of form again recently, winning at Newcastle and then a brave second at Scone behind Exitoso. Keegan Latham seems to be the key for this horse. And number one speed hero, well, he gets through all going. He's been racing really consistently for Jason Coyle, and I think the 3 kilo claim's a big plus today. So 5, 6, 2, and 1 in the sixth, but I'll be having a decent bet on the 5 Fleety Ore.
All right, race 7, the final event. Munns has given us the market on this. How's the speed map look, Paul?
Yeah, speed in the last, Sean. We've got numbers 9, 8 and 6, which will be Next Level, Leamy Astray and Radical Impact going forward. That should give the right run to Best Guess, who, no surprise, has been the horse that's been heavily backed this morning.
Yeah, I like Best Guess here, Paul, for those reasons. He's going to get the right run from that inside gate. And look, he's probably short enough now after the scratchings. But his last set effort, it says he ran fourth over 1,000 metres at Wyong. But it was a really solid effort. He was never on the track from an awkward gate that day. And he was always three wide and exposed. He stuck on pretty well. The form out of that race, Dissolute and particularly Good Time Charlie, has held up. And I just think he'll get the right run this afternoon. And just peels out from the leaders on the turn. I think it'd be hard to hold out the 10 Best Guess. I've got him on top from two, Bratislava, who really attacked the line well to win second up here at Canterbury, running down Il Mio Destino 2 weeks ago. He's back in form, and he'll be hard to beat. A little awkwardly drawn here, but with the claim, he gets him well at the weights. The 8, Liam the Australia, a nice mare, showed a return to form last start in that Canterbury race behind Maram, and she'll run well here, Liam the Australia. Goes particularly well for Cathy O'Hara. And of the rest, I thought, throw in the 1, Metallic Crown. He is first up here, but he has performed first up previously, given a soft trial going into this, drawn nicely in with the claim, you could run your race at big odds for your multiples. But I was pretty keen on the 10 Best Guess, gets run of the race stuff to suit in the last. 10, 2, 8, and 1.
Yeah, I'm 2, 10, 4, and 1 in the last. I'll go with Bratislava to win again. He's only lightly raced, 6 starts for 3 wins and 2 placings. And obviously, last start over the 1250 year, rattled home to knock off Il Mio Destino. Small field, it shouldn't pose any traffic issues for Nick Haywood, and it does look to be just enough pace up front to give him his chance late. So I'll stick with Bratislava to beat number 10, a Best Guess. Ray's covered him perfectly. He does map to get the run of the race, and it's obviously a good combination, Chris Waller and Karen McAvoy. The 4, Satirical Magic, he's underrated this horse. He loves Canterbury. His first up run at Gosford was terrific. He'll be in the mix here. He'll give these two shorter priced runners a run for their money. And number 1, Metallic Crown. I thought he trialled well, has won first up, did win first up last prep. Just a big weight, 59 kilos even after the claim. 2, 10, 4 and 1 for me in the last, Sean.
All righty. Now, Ray, what's your best today?
Yeah, race 2, number 2, Envy of All. Sean's got terrific form lines, and it just seems to tick all the boxes for me this afternoon. Race 2, number 2, Envy of All.
All right. And, Paul, what have you found that you can label today?
Yeah, race 5, number 9, Shield Wall. I'm a big fan of the Cordero form line, and I think the $4.60 is terrific value. So race 5, 9, Shield Wall for me.
All right, terrific. Ray, Paul, have a top day, and we'll talk to both of you soon.
Thanks so much,
Sean. Thanks,
Ray. Ray Thomas, Paul Joyce joining us there, looking at the meeting today.